afternoon, and welcome to another edition of the Dirty Work of Radio here on In You All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Times are hard, you're afraid to pay the fees, so you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free. When you need a little love, 'cause your man is out of town, that's the time you get me running. You know I'll be
10,000 miles away from you. Who's your friend? on the end of a telephone line. A telephone line's like a lifeline. You run me cool, you run me hot, love. You take me where I wanna be. Ship to shore, air to land, seems it's always the same. I always end up with a lame brain.
Don't go talking in your sleep, no. Don't go giving it all away. Don't go walking in your sleep, no. Don't go giving it all away. Don't go walking in your sleep, no. Don't go giving it all away. Don't go walking in your sleep, no.
Like a lifeline.
Don't go talking in your sleep, no. Don't go giving it all away. Don't go walking in your sleep, no. Don't go giving it all away. Don't go talking in your sleep, no. Don't go giving it all away. Don't go walking in your sleep, no. You're 10,000 miles away.
Like a lifeline. Telephone line is a lifeline. The telephone line is a lifeline. Telephone line is a lifeline. The telephone line is a lifeline.
Well, I apologize for that moment of technical difficulty. They say you should never apologize on the radio, but I'm apologizing. I'm deeply sorry for all of us. Particularly you, loyal listener. You know who I'm talking to. I'm talking just to you. And what I'm talking to you about is that we just heard from 10cc with Lifeline. I had a 10cc song stuck in my head quite a bit of this week. What's that song called? The one everybody likes. I'm not in love. And I'm not. But I couldn't play that again. I'd played it so recently, sometime just in the middle of last year. So, back to the vault I went for yet more 10cc. And there you go. Prior to that, we heard from Piano Magic with Amongst the Books and Angel. That was a version of that song from a Darla Records compilation from 1998, Little Darla Has a Treat for You, Volume 9. I had trouble finding that song because Piano Magic did a very different version of that song, completely re-recorded about 10 years after that, and I had to dig through ye old physical media pile in my apartment, and there it was. There it was. I knew it. I knew there was another version. Prior to that, we heard from Jacqueline Pye Francis with Cry Me a River, a rehearsal version of that with Pat Mackin from her Dreamsville project. I don't know what year that's from. It's sometime in the past few years. It was there was no information. My usual discographical detail diligence had failed me on that one, as did it on the year of the previous track, the opener, which was none other than David Cassidy, Keith Partridge himself, with a cover of Steely Dan's Dirty Work. That song has popped up on a number of David Cassidy compilations. And you know, there are so many of those that I can't really figure out when the actual song was released, if it was back during his young teeny bopper years or during his later adult, more thoughtful, introspective years. The listeners among you that have this information, I invite you to come to facebook.com/inyouallalong and join in the conversation. Be part of the show. It can only get better. It can only get better. Behind me is an assortment of various musics from TV's Columbo. I know that you knew that already, being that a surprising number of people are avid Columbo fans. I'm not even kidding about this. I say a lot of nonsense on the radio, but the fact is that I have a strange number of friends and acquaintances that are really into Columbo, and they're all like under 70. They're all mostly under 50. Go figure. I don't know. Tell me what you think of Columbo. Jump in there. Start the chat. Make it happen. Your voice needs to be heard. So does this.
with you is a Clyde laugh. Then yellow missile is fired with powerful back thrust. It rises, a perfect launch. There is a yellow man, a man in space. Orbit and re-entry, communicate with ground stations. With a little luck, the one-ton capsule will make a big splash.
See, I teeth the pocketbook long time.
I ain't never seen you. Ain't seen nothing. You just make a faggot. They got a pocketbook right there. I ain't never stole nothing. Come on, get up against the wall.
I don't have nothing. Y'all wrong.
Y'all wrong.
Y'all wrong.
Y'all wrong. Y'all wrong.
Your dumb teeth, yo.
I never stole nothing. You don't even know.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. The right for an attorney. If you do not or cannot afford an attorney will be appointed to you. You are now under arrest. Crime, it pays real nice, but what you really didn't know, the crime pays twice. It pays once in money, twice in years, in the jail cell, trying to hide your tears, in the check bag, cause you tried to get rich, in the graveyard, or in the shallow ditch. It's money or time, so make up your mind.
Vice, 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 man.
Another dirty old fraud, took all the money, told all the lies. I heard she even slept with other guys. Nothing she wouldn't do for a dollar or two, but every lie she told him knew
to be true. And love this honey, but she love money. It's everywhere you go. They said that Miami did a never snow. Now it's snow in the palm trees, snow on the sand. It snows all day for $60 a gram. Now they're strung out and high, hung out to dry. The air that they breathe, the food that they buy. They think that they can fly, but that's a white lie.
Spice, 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 spice.
A hitman looking for wealth, and now he's the boss working for himself. For all the blood money that he did earn, it made him take lives with no concern. But soon he would learn that next is his turn. Prostitution, it's a low-down shame. How any girl would wanna play that game? From pillow to post, a sidewalk host, but the lady's got a condo on the coast. She thought that the hole was better than gold. Now she worked on the back till she got too old. Laying down on the job has made her a slob. It's a stick up, so throw your hands in the air and don't put them down, keep them way up there. Just slip me your wallet up to all your pockets. Got an itchy trigger finger and I'm gonna cock it. My eyes got wide as it pulled away. I said, who are you, the cops? He began to say, no, I'm Clint Eastwood, make my day. Get in the car. Homicide is on the rise, and it's no surprise. The bums are in the alleyway trying to take that. People burglarizing, suicidal criminals are never idle. Car procedures, agent legions, APBs and service singers. Car man fences, arsonistic clip. Take all the fingerprints and give them the book, and then hope that the judge don't let them off the hook.
This sounds so spooky and exciting and suspenseful, I don't even want to say anything. And I know that's what you want too, but I just mean I want to hear what's going to happen. What is it, Columbo? What's behind that door? What's in the drawer? What did you just notice in the ashtray? Well, since we can't see any of that stuff happening on the radio, I'll have to just continue to tell you what's happening. Like just now we heard from Grandmaster Mel Mel, a former denizen of the bleachers of Yankee Stadium on a regular basis, during a time when I went there often, and I did not know that. So I didn't go and harass him, which probably made his life better. In any case, that was the song Vice from the Miami Vice original soundtrack from back in 1985. A friend of mine pulled out that record the other day, and it blew my mind. That was a soundtrack that was like a charting album that people had, all your friends had the Miami Vice soundtrack if you were 12 like me. Prior to that, we heard from CCCP with The Chinese Astronaut from 2002's Cosmos. No astronaut this time, but the Chinese spacecraft has conquered the far side of the moon. And who knows? Who knows who may ride that rocket next? Very bizarre album, by the way, that CCCP. It's all that kind of like 80s-ish hard Euro rock with a lot of Soviet Army chorus type singers about space, with a few weird covers of like Eric Clapton and the Rolling Stones thrown in. I urge you to pick it up. I found it in a store full of about 100,000 used CDs, and it just jumped out at me. Prior to that, of course, we heard from Freddie Allen, the stage name of Smokey Robards, stage name for that particular single, with We've Only Just Begun, the original version of that song. I played the Carpenters hit version last week, but I felt like I had to tell you the beginning, the background story of that song was this recording that we just heard, which was a bank commercial. The song was written to be a bank commercial about the joys and futures and hopes of married couples, I guess, who, you know, should open a joint checking account, perhaps a home loan. I don't know. I didn't see the commercial. So this has been a momentous week. It's the first week of 2019, the very first In You All Along of 2019. And so far, this is the best radio program that I have done this year. Sadly. Which means that we can only go uphill from here. However, in this week, in this four-day-old year, we've already lost a couple of childhood favorites of mine. One, of course, Mean Gene Okerlund, what would you call him? The announcer, the ringside commentator, all kinds of all these things, the personality wrapped up in all the plots on the WWF, the World Wrestling Federation. There was no E in those days. And we also lost Bob Einstein, who younger audiences will know from Curb Your Enthusiasm, because, you know, all the kids today, that's all they watch. But when I was a kid, we got some weird Canadian sketch comedy show called Bizarre on late at night. And one of the regular recurring sketches was Super Dave Osborne. And Super Dave Osborne was like Evel Knievel, another person you don't know if you're under 40. But Evel Knievel was a crazy stuntman that would constantly push boundaries. And Super Dave Osborne was sort of like the regular guy that was out there doing those stunts and things. He actually started the character way back on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Van Dyke and Company. A Dick Van Dyke sketch comedy show in the 70s. And his very first, we have here in the studio, we have the original tapes of the very first Super Dave sketch. And I am going to play it for you here. This has never been heard by audiences since it was first on television. Nothing that I say is true, incidentally. Most of what I say is true. This isn't true. But here's the very first Super Dave Osborne sketch.
Ladies and gentlemen, NBC is proud to bring you the coverage of Super Dave Osborne and his amazing ride to riches. This young man has been offered $300,000 to ride for about 400 yards in a metal container down a track, a portion of which you can see behind me. Now, the promoters of this event have informed me that the $300,000 is the money that Super Dave is going to get whether he makes the ride or not. Now, there is no insurance because, as I understand it, quite frankly, no company would even consider insuring this. Here he comes now, Super Dave Osborne. Perhaps we can get him to stop and talk to us for just a moment before he makes this tremendous ride. Super Dave, just a moment, if you will, please. This wild jump of yours or this amazing ride, frankly, what does it entail?
Well, Tom, it's the ultimate test of the human body, I believe. I'll be traveling up and down a track, especially designed in a smallish metal area, a car or container, at approximately 150 miles an hour. Halfway through the ride, I will attempt to go through a complete 360-degree turn at 5 G's force.
Now, this may sound like kind of a silly question, but what are your chances?
Well, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't think my chances were very good, Tom. They've told me if everything goes as well as it should go, it'll be fine.
Dave, how would you compare this with Evel Knievel's jump over the Snake River Canyon?
Well, Tom, I'm not going to stand here and put down Evel Knievel. What Evel Knievel did enabled me to have NBC cover this and for me to get the money I'm getting. The last jump Evel made, he said it was a life or death jump. He had a parachute, he was jumping over water, and his capsule failed, and he lived. I've been told that if my capsule fails, I may not be quite as lucky.
Dave, we're ready.
Okay. Dave, one thing before you go. Really, you are risking your life. Why are you doing it?
Well, Tom, people say that anybody will do anything for money. Well, $300,000 is a lot of money to me. I couldn't have made it any other way in my life. And I feel that by doing this, if I make it, I'll make a lot more than $300,000. If something happens, my family will be taken care of, and I'll have lived the way I want to live it.
They're waiting for you. Thank you for the few moments, Super Dave, and good luck to you. I hope it's a great ride. Thank you, Super Dave Osborne. Fine round of applause for Super Dave Osborne as he's getting ready to get into his car. As you can see, 2-inch steel-enforced leather strapping is being used to secure Dave in the car. If the car should leave the track, I'm afraid Super Dave Osborne will leave with it. He has special magnetic shoes that'll cling to the bottom of the car for extra protection. Other bits of his protective gear, why, the gloves he's wearing are burn-proof aluminum covered in wind-resistant asbestos. His helmet is made out of galvanized iron with a shock-resistant plastic alloy. Final preparations.
Make sure it's tight.
One final pull on those straps, keeping Super Dave in. All right, I think they're about ready right now.
It's at this point when we see that Super Dave is getting into the roller coaster at Magic Mountain in California.
There's a camera placed directly on the car so that we can follow this ride.
Can I have your ticket, please?
We're going to follow Dave with picture and sound as he's able to communicate with us. How does it feel up there so far, Dave?
Everything seems A-okay. I'll know more when I get to the top. We're making our ascent now. The car feels a little shaky. Track goes up a little higher than I thought it did. Yeah, I'm getting a little sick to my stomach. Now we're going down. Oh, this is horrible. This is terrible. Oh, I shouldn't have done this. Can we stop this? Can we stop this? Can we stop this? Tarp. I see the camera's moving, too. If the camera comes loose, what's going to happen? Can we stop it before we go into the 360? We're going into the 360. I can't take it. I can't do it. God. Am I bleeding? No. Oh, no. I think I'm bleeding out of the nose. I can't tell.
He came out of the 360, still in the car. Dave, can you hear us? Dave, signal if you can hear us. We seem to have lost communication with Super Dave. Gentlemen, make sure we've got the doctor ready when he gets back down. We're almost through. And remember, you're watching this live, ladies and gentlemen, we hope. He should be coming in the next 15 seconds. And here he comes.
Super Dave. Super Dave.
I need a doctor.
I am your doctor, Super Dave.
Doctor, how is he?
I think he's going to be all right, but we won't know for about 24 hours.
Can I talk to him for a little bit, Doctor?
Not for very long.
Super Dave, how do you feel?
I need a doctor.
You've got a doctor with you, Super Dave. Tell me about the ride. How was it?
It was awful. I wouldn't do it again for 10 times the money. I shouldn't have done it. It was a big mistake. It's done. It's over with. I'd never do it again. I just can't wait to get out of here and be with my family, and that's about all I can say about it. I just would like to get out of here now, and...
All right, Super Dave, hang in there. There you have it, the near successful ride of Super Dave Osborne, an event he'll certainly remember for a long time to come.
Hey.
Live from Magic Mountain, this is Tom Kelly returning you to our studios.
Hey, jerk!
At the end there, of course, the roller coaster begins another ride with Super Dave still strapped in. Well then, let's move back into the reality of today.
Gonna happen? Is it ever gonna happen? Oh, ever gonna happen?
You'll never believe it. But that was Mean Gene. That was Mean Gene Okerlund from back in his days when he was Gene Carroll. With Gene Carroll and the Shades from 1962. That's a song called Is It Ever Gonna Happen Again? There are about three songs kicking around out there, and they got re-released on the Norton Records label a few years back on a single called In This Corner. Mean Gene, of course, was the guy, very straight-laced, he was the straight man to Jesse Ventura, who was who's out of his mind then and now, but Mean Gene would stand there and act all rational, the only rational person in the whole world of wrestling, and we've lost our anchor, our grounding. Let the mayhem begin. Prior to that, we heard from Tammy Savoy and the Chris Casello combo. Combo with Sweet Baby of Mine from their album Rhythm and Roll from this year, 20. Oh, sorry, oh, it's not this year anymore. From last year, from 2018. Man, oh man, they keep changing things on me. There's something I was going to tell you about that. Oh, the thing I'm going to tell you about that is that they're playing. You can see them this weekend, but I have to tell you when. I did a bad job of finding that out. They're playing tonight at Atwood's with Sean Mencher and Jittery Jack and Miss Amy Griffin. That show is at 10 o'clock tonight. So get on down there. And as I said, of course, we opened that set with Super Dave Osborne's death-defying trip over and through the roller coaster at Magic Mountain in California. We are racing towards the end of the hour, and I don't even think there's anyone on after me here today, but regardless, gotta keep it moving. So stay tuned.
Christmas comes upon your love. You don't have to wrap it up. 180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke.
And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, that is going to do it for me. Thank you for tuning in to this special Friday edition of In You All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Let me quickly tell you, you just heard from the Sheila Devine with Melancholy Massachusetts. They will be playing tonight at the Sinclair with Mint Green and somebody else. Prior to that, we heard from Whistlejacket with I'll Give You a Happy New Year, and Whistlejacket will be performing tonight at Sally O'Brien's in Union Square in Somerville. So get on out there and see some live music and keep tuning in here to your old friend Freeform Radio.